Earlier this year, the Department of Justice in Sacramento launched a patterns and practices investigation into the Bakersfield Police Department after a series of incidents and officer-involved shootings that drew national attention. New police chief Lyle Martin has been on the job for about as long, and now he has another issue to deal with. The encounter between his officers and 19-year-old Tatiana Hargrove left her with injuries from punches and from a police canine. There's also a twist in this case, though. It turns out Bakersfield police had the wrong person. Instead of a 5'2", 115-pound woman, the suspect they were looking for on Father's Day was a 5'10", 170-pound bald man. So how did Tatiana Hargrove get involved in this? And more about this story, we have with us Harold Pierce of the Bakersfield Californian to tell us about what's going on there. Harold, welcome.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So exactly how did this case get in the national spotlight like it has in the recent weeks?
You know, it really comes down to the NAACP and social media. The local Bakersfield chapter of the NAACP out here had released a video just a couple of weeks ago, kind of Tatiana Hargrove recapping the incident as she saw it that day on Father's Day. You know, she was going to the store to get her dad a gift. It was closed. She was coming back, and it was a situation where it was the wrong place at the wrong time, and cops were looking for a much larger man, and this canine officer rolled up, and he saw her and came out guns drawn, and immediately, she's wondering why she's getting pulled over. You know, the video ended up getting, I think, something like 5 or 6 million views at this point. It's probably much higher than that. I haven't checked it in a while, but it's gotten a lot of attention. I think the reason why is just the outrage factor that police were searching for a very large man, and they pulled over a young, petite girl, and was a case of mistaken identity, and the cops owned up to that in their police reports, is that this is the wrong person.
Yet Hargrove is still left with the injuries from that incident, and this is something that was documented in a video. Now, is this video actually of the incident, or is it a recounting of what happened?
It's a recounting of what happened, and you know, if we had the actual video, if we had the dash cam video, I think it would shed a lot of light on the situation, because there's some conjecture as to actually what happened, what got her into the situation where she got the canine released on her. And at this point, Lyle Martin, the Bakersfield Police Department chief, has actually come out. He told the Californian that he apologized to the family for what had happened to their daughter, and that he doesn't believe that a canine should have been used in this case, that it could have been de-escalated. So even he has believed that, you know, this was probably a mistake on the department's part.
So now you have Lyle Martin is getting into this. I understand this investigation is now an internal investigation. Are there other investigations ongoing? How is this particular incident being followed up on?
Yeah, it's an internal investigation at this point on the part of the officer's conduct. So whether or not he should have released a canine, that's being investigated internally. But we also have to deal and contend with the arrest charges against Tatiana Hargrove, which she was arrested on, gosh, I think about five different charges. The biggest ones being resisting an officer. I believe it was battery on an officer, and then she also got arrested and charged for interfering with a police dog because she grabbed its muzzle when it attacked her and tried to throw it off of her. So she has about five charges on her right now. The DA is still reviewing that case, and I've been told it's probably going to take about another week or so before the full review is completed. It's kind of a toss-up as to what's going to happen here. You know, a very similar situation happened to two other black college students just down the street from here in December. This is the Grismore and Hines. And it was the same kind of treatment from the NAACP. They had released a viral video that got not anywhere near as many hits as the Tatiana Hargrove one, but still got a lot of attention in the community. You know, these were two kids who were walking from their apartment late at night to Taco Bell. they're getting a break, you know, from their study, from their final studying, and a couple of police officers pulled them over and said they were jaywalking in the street and consequently roughed them up and arrested them for jaywalking. The DA threw that out. She said that they shouldn't have been. She actually took a really hard line stance and said there's no reason for those officers to have stopped them in the first place, and that was probably illegal. So it's really kind of a toss-up as to what's going to happen here with Tatiana Hargrove. You know, with the chief coming out and already saying that he doesn't think the use of force is appropriate, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the DA on her end.
Now, has this increased the call for police body cameras on officers in Bakersfield?
Oh, it certainly has. Yeah. And not only that, not only the call for police body cameras, and I think that quite a few folks showed up at the last city council meeting to call for that, but it's also increased the calls for an independent citizens oversight committee for these types of issues. You know, when an officer is accused of use of force, like when we had Francisco Cerna or other situations like that, you know, these investigations are taken, they're done internally, and we never know the outcome because the Peace Officer Bill of Rights protects those peace officers from knowing what their disciplinary records are like. So if we have an officer who is, you know, has use of force all over their record for 15 years and they have a history of, you know, potentially targeting minorities, we would never know about it as the public because it's all shrouded in secrecy because they have so many protections. But that's why folks are calling for this oversight committee from the citizens' part. Now, we talked to Lyle Martin about this, the police chief here, and he said he hasn't found a model yet that would work for Bakersfield, and he's just not quite convinced yet to do it. But those calls have come and become stronger since this incident has occurred.
I understand there's also calls from the NAACP and others to re-examine the city's charter and look at whether it needs to move to a strong mayor form of government, and also changes. When Lyle Martin was hired, there was a lot of criticism in the fact that the city charter specified that the new police chief had to come from the existing force of officers and had to be promoted from within, couldn't be from an outside candidate. Is that also something that is still on the table?
You know, I've heard a bit about that, but I haven't gotten too deep into that that particular part of this show.
And again, we're talking with Harold Pierce of the Bakersfield, California, and moving forward, there's one other aspect here, and that's just relations with the African-American community in Bakersfield. We've left out an important fact that Chief Lyle Martin is African-American. Has he reached out to members of that community with these two recent incidents? The first one actually took place before he actually took the job of police chief, the one that you mentioned with the two individuals last year.
Right. And I don't think it can be overstated enough that there are definite issues here and trust issues between the Black community and police here in Bakersfield. And Lyle Martin, I think that him stepping forward and calling the family of Tatiana Hargrove, I think that says an awful lot about his character. You know, he told me his vision for that police department is basically to remove the police and the community, or community and the police. He really wants it to be kind of homogeneous. He wants it to be all one. And, I think that's a really, really good step forward. But the tension is going to remain there for a very long time. And I think when people hear him talking about these types of things, I think there's a lot of skepticism there because there's such a history with this department. And when you have the Black mark of being investigated by the DOJ, it certainly doesn't help your case, certainly not when it's for alleged civil rights violations.
We'll continue to follow it, as will Harold Pierce of the Bakersfield, Californian. You can read his excellent reporting in the Bakersfield, Californian, and at bakersfield.com. Harold, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.